You and I are, well, we're us. But in 100 years' time, if we're lucky, we'll be an unknown name on a family tree somewhere. If not, we'll likely be completely forgotten. There's nothing, it seems, to make us stand out from the crowd. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as today we take a look at little people like you and me from a different perspective. Have you ever looked at your family tree? I have. My dad gave me a huge piece of paper with our family tree going right back to the 1700s to a Duchess of Romania. Of course, I recognised my generation and my parents and my grandparents, but to tell you the truth, that's about it. Just a long, dry list of unimpressive names. Pretty sad, really. All people with lives. Who knows who they were? Two books in the Old Testament, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, are books that chronicle the history of Israel. And the first dozen or so chapters of 1st Chronicles is a long list of dry, boring names. Sound familiar? Now, you get to 1st Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 9, and so far they've been through 425 different names. Then suddenly, without explanation, there's a brief biographical sketch given of a man called Jabez. It's like a breath of fresh air in a stuffy room. What's going on there? We've been looking at what I call superstar syndrome. You know, this notion that we all have great people that we admire, sports people, media personalities. That's great. But the media kind of pumps them up and makes them larger than life. And we live in a culture of fame and superstardom. And one of the things that I really love about God is, in stark contrast to that, he loves little people and he uses little people. The fact that there are big people implies that we're little people. We're not as big, we're not as important, we're not as well known, we're not as wealthy as some of those other people. And God delights in these so-called little people. Last week, we talked about little people used by a big God. And I introduced you to some of the people in my life, people who in the world's eyes might be little people, average people like you and me. But for me, in my life, they were superstars, and they still are, and they always will be. Yesterday, we looked at a man called Jaziel, and it was a real encouragement to see historically how God used this nobody, this little person, this face in a sea of faces, to bring enormous encouragement and guidance to the king when they were about to be attacked by the Ethiopian army, which was a million strong. Today we're going to look at Jabez, because you go through all this whole family tree in the first dozen or so chapters of this book of 1 Chronicles. I have to tell you, it's really dry reading. But all of a sudden, name number 426 in chapter 4 and verse 9 is a guy called Jabez. This is what it says. Now Jabez was honoured more than his brothers, and his mum called him Jabez because it means I bore him in pain. It's a good start to life, isn't it? Jabez called on God, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my borders, and that your mighty hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from sin, and I would cause no pain." Isn't it an interesting little biographical sketch that comes out in the middle of all these names? You know, so-and-so begets so-and-so, who begets so-and-so, who begets so-and-so. All of a sudden, we hear about Jabez. And Jabez's name is Jabez because his mum says, "I bore him in pain." Could you imagine if your mother or mine called us, "You're a pain"? Now, there is a stunning start in life, isn't it? But yet it says, Jabez was honoured more than his brothers. There are so many people who think that their start in life has ruined their lives. Maybe you had a lousy upbringing. Maybe your parents weren't the best. Maybe you look at yourself in the mirror and think, "I just don't look anything." Or maybe there's a health issue or a disability or something. We all have something in our lives, don't we? That we think, well, you know, I'm kind of can't do as well as the next person because I've got this in my background or I've got this in my past. And you know what I'm talking about? God would have none of that. Here's this little person, Jabez. It says that he was honoured more than his brothers. Why? Jabez prayed, "God, bless me. Bless me indeed. God, enlarge my borders. God, I want your mighty hand to be with me. And God, stop me from doing stupid things so that I may cause no pain." Verse very specific prayer by Jabez. His name means, I cause my mum pain. And he says, but Lord, I don't want to cause anyone else pain. Here's this man Jabez, whoever he is, whoever he was, this is the only thing we know about him. And he humbled himself under God. He bowed down. He said, God, bless me. Question, what is Christianity all about? Is it doing good? Is it playing by the rules? Is it telling other people when they're not playing by the rules? Is it being superior? Is it being a superstar? Well, those things are sure what used to be high on my list of what I thought Christianity was about. But the more you look at it, it's not about being mighty. It's not about being superior. It's not about telling people what they're doing wrong. It's about doing what Jabez did, humbling ourselves. God, I want you to be my God. And me, I'll be your me. Lord, I want your way. Whatever you say goes. Change the things that are rotten in me, Lord. Let me be a blessing. Let me do good. God, bless me. Be with me. It's so normal. It's so ordinary. There's nothing super spiritual or super, you know, academic about any of this stuff. We have this tendency of separating the spiritual dimension from our life and this huge separate gap. But here, Jabez is saying, God, I want you to be in my life. It wasn't separate for Jabez. Lord, I had a lousy start. Will you bless me anyway? And it says, the Lord honored him more than his brothers. God, will you enlarge my borders? Yes. Will you give me influence? Yes. God, will you come with me? Yes. God, stop me from doing the stuff that'll hurt others. Yes. And right after the passage I read to you, it says this, and the Lord granted his requests. What do people expect out of life? Superstars? Well, 0.00001% of us might become superstars. Wealth? Well, you get wealth, and how happy does it make you? Me, I like this prayer by Jabez. In fact, I pray this prayer from my heart to God almost every morning. Lord, just give me a simple life. Just bless me. And the borders I pray for that I want God to extend are the borders of this program and this message into different countries, are the borders of these radio programs into tens and hundreds of thousands of people's hearts, people just like you. A quiet, simple, spiritual desire to have God in my life, not separate, not in a cupboard, not in a box, not in a Sunday morning church box, but here with me every day. Lord, bless me indeed today. Lord, I just want to see you extend my borders so I can touch more people for you. Lord, I just want you to keep me from evil. Lord, that I won't hurt anyone. Lord, I want you to go with me, your mighty hand to be with me all the time. What a great prayer. And it's that prayer that distinguishes Jabez from the 425 names that came ahead of him and from all the names that came after him in that long, long list. You and I, in 30, 40, 50 years, we will be forgotten. What will they write on your epitaph? What will they write on my epitaph? God honored him. God honored her more than their brothers or sisters. Well, that depends. You and I, we're just little people. But will we humble ourselves before a mighty God and let him do great things through us?
The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. And God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.